Okay, mate. G'day. Cheers for taking the time to have a chat with me and with Blunt Force Stereo and Crank. I'm Jai. I've been a fan of you guys for a long time, actually since first hearing Death to All But Metal. I have all your albums. It's one band that can always bring a smile to my face, no matter the shitty day I've had. It must be a funny thing to bring so much to the people who get what Steel Panther is about, and yet piss off so many others.
That's the fun part, dude.
It's absolutely a joy, man. I'm just curious. I know you were kicking around for a number of years in other bands singing and that, but how did Steel Panther come about and kind of where did the name come from, mate?
Well, the name came from Satchel. He came up with the idea for the name, and then it was actually going to be Black Panther, and then I think Stick said Steel, and then, but he meant Steel, like S-T-E-A-L. And then Lexi said Steel, like metal. And then I said, yeah, let's do that. So then we ended up being Steel Panther. And man, we, you know, Satchel and I have been playing together for, since early 80s. We started, you know, working together, but we never really got anything off the ground. We were just doing demos and shit. And then we kind of like got back together and started playing cover stuff, you know, playing after grunge came out and killed heavy metal. We're like, fuck this, let's go fucking bring metal back. And then we got signed, dude, and that's how it all started.
Man, it's unfucking real, dude. You guys are heading down under next week for shows in Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane and Perth. You played here a few times already. What are the crowds like down here for you guys?
Oh, they're fucking great, man. They really get into Steel Panther. And, you know, I think that Australia's got a real good sense of humor for dirty fucking jokes, man.
Fuck yeah.
They get what we're doing, man. It's killer. It's like the first time we put our first record we put out, first time we went over there, people got it right away. You know, in America, it's taken some time to build it up, but man, in Australia, we just hit it off right away with those people. They really connected with what we're singing about and our show, and took off right away.
That's cool. Australians have always had like the a good sense of humour. We've had like, I don't know if you've ever heard of like Kevin Bloody Wilson and Rodney Rood and Tripod, and we've always had quite a strong comedy scene and musical as well with it. So I think that's one of the big reasons you guys have always hit it so well with the Australian fans down here.
Yeah, it's gone good, man. We did Soundwave twice, and now we're just doing our own headlining shows. That's great.
That's awesome. Is there anywhere like you're keen to check out while you're down here? You got much downtime, or?
Yeah, actually, we fly in on Friday from LA, and then we're gonna have a couple days off before we kick off two of our Melbourne shows. So we're gonna be in Melbourne for about 4.5 days. So I'll have a bunch of time to fuck a bunch of chicks and have a good time and relax.
Fuck yeah. That's the way, dude. Quickly, do you mind picking a track off Feel the Steel, then one off Balls Out for me?
Yeah. Off Feel the Steel, I want to pick the Shocker.
Fuck yeah. Awesome. And then one off Balls Out for me, mate.
Oh, that's easy. Tiger Woods, man.